Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the truth of the Word of God. How can you return to God in an upside-down world where virtually no one knows what is right and what is truth? Now, last time we saw that sin is a transgression of the law, and all the laws of God are based upon the Ten Commandments, and that God has set before us free moral agency, and we are to choose whether we will love God and keep His commandments, or whether we will go our own way and think that what we're doing is the right thing. Now, we covered the first commandment. There's only one God who created heaven and earth. There are many, many other scriptures we could bring in concerning that. But let's go on to the second commandment, which is very important. Because once you break the first commandment of having no other gods before the true God, then you go right into worshiping false gods and other gods, and idolatry is always connected with this. Now, idolatry can also be idols in our minds. So as we go through these commandments, I want you to ask yourself the question, do I keep these commandments or do I transgress them? A lot of people think that Jesus came to do away with the law, in particularly, as we will see a little later, the fourth commandment. But nevertheless, whenever you disobey the commandments of God, you are sinning. And sin leads to problems and difficulties and ends in death. So here's the second commandment. Think about this in your life, in your town, in your state, in your country. You shall not make for yourselves any graven image of any likeness of anything that's in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. You shall not bow yourself down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of those that hate me. But showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. This is quite a long commandment and tells us an awful lot, does it not? Yes, indeed. Let's start with the last part of it. Showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. Did you know that that was quoted by Jesus in the New Testament? In John 14 and verse 15, he said, if you love me, keep the commandments, namely my commandments. Showing mercy. You want the mercy of God? You want the blessing of God? Then love him and keep his commandments. Isn't that interesting? Right in the middle of the law that so-called professing Christians say has been done away. Here is New Testament doctrine. All right? Any image of any likeness. Now, one of the first things that I did when I was coming to understand the truth was this. I would look for a church because I didn't know where the true church of God was at that time. And this was years before I ever had any interest in the Word of God or anything. But I remember this. I must have been about 18 or 19 at the time. And so I decided to go to a church on Sunday. And I just happened to think about idols. So I walked into the church and here was a great big cross. Now it was an Episcopal church. And then they read the standard that it is, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. And I thought to myself, now, how could that be? An Episcopal church believing in the Holy Catholic Church when the Episcopal church was the Anglican church in England, which left Rome. Now then, Stop and think. Look at all the religions in the world. What do they have? Let's start with Catholicism. Catholicism is not Christian. It names itself Christian, but with all of the idols. Look at St. Peter's Basilica, St. Peter's Square, full of idols. That's not of God. Let's look at some other things here. How many places? What are some of the other idols? Idols in the mind, idols of pleasure, idols of sports, idols of hobbies. So it gets into other gods and idols, and all of these things come together. Now think about all the activities that people do.
Chrismon tree. Chrismon. Chrismon. Oh, Chrismon tree, oh, Chrismon tree. Ha! The word chrismon itself is a combination of the words Christ and monogram. Now, it comes from the Latin phrase Christi monogramma, or translated, a monogram of Christ. In other words, a Christian symbol representing Jesus Christ, like here. Thank you. The popular chrismon, the Cairo symbol, the first two capital letters of the Greek word for Christ, which look like an X and a P, or Christ.
And they think, and we'll cover it a little bit later, why do they think that they are doing right when it's contrary to the Word of God, and then also profess that they are Christian? Quite a conundrum. Well, we will see that's one of the keys as to why the world is upside down. Now let's look at the third commandment. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Now, swearing and cursing obviously is a great transgression of that, but what is a worse transgression of that? Some minister standing in the pulpit saying that God said something or means something which he never said or ever meant. Those churches that endorse same-sex marriage, that's contrary to everything that God has created.
I declare you are married in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We never thought this day would happen. And we are thrilled to share it with the Grace Church community because Grace Church has been a part of our lives almost as long as we've been together. And the support that we have received from the congregation is literally overwhelming.
And they use the name of the Lord? They're taking the name of the Lord in vain. Likewise, when we get to the fourth commandment. So let's read this. See, because every commandment ties together with the one before, all the way through the Ten Commandments. And as we saw, lawlessness shall abound, which is happening today. The love of many shall grow cold, which is happening today, because people are led into sin and transgressions of the commandments of God. Now, what about you? Do you really keep the commandments of God? I've had some people really get angry at me and say, well, what do you mean? We have to keep the commandments of God. Well, how do you like the society the way that it is? Fourth commandment. Now, we have booklets on this. What is the true Christian Sabbath? And we have another one which is called A Sabbath Sunday Controversy You Have Never Read, which is a challenge by the Roman Catholic Church directly to the Protestants who say that we follow the Scriptures only when they reject the Sabbath day. What about you? Let's read it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Nearly everyone forgets it and rejects it and say, well, we go to church on Sunday. Nowhere in the Bible can you find that. not in the New Testament. None of those things are there which are claimed to do away with the law. That's why you need another book that we have, which is Judaism, a religion of men or a revelation of Moses. Do you remember the Sabbath day? Do you keep the Sabbath day? Remember, at creation, God made it holy and blessed it. Now, when is the Sabbath day? It is the day called Saturday today. And how do we observe that day? Well, God calculates the days from sunset to sunset. So it would be from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday. Now think about everything that takes place on the Sabbath. The shopping, the games, the sports, the activities. All delightful activities, but breaking the Sabbath of God. So this is almost universal. When God says, remember it, we forget it. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. The Sabbath belongs to God, and He created it as time, and no man can do away with it. Period. So, what does that also mean? That connects back to the third commandment, doesn't it? That everyone who believes that Sunday is the day of worship is taking the name of the Lord in vain, because God said, remember the Sabbath day. In it you shall not do any work, you nor your son nor your daughter, nor your manservant nor your maidservant, nor your livestock, nor the stranger that is within your gates. Now here is one of the main reasons why the Sabbath is to be kept, to always keep us in remembrance of the true God who created the heavens and the earth. So if you are out there and you're wondering, where is God? What is my life in this upside-down world? How do I find Him? How do I return to Him? Keep listening and watching. We'll help you find a way. That's why we have church at home. Today it has to be done in your home. It cannot be done in nearly 99% of the so-called Christian churches of the world. How can you defy God on the one hand by rejecting His Sabbath and say we love God on the other hand? Really? That's like saying, put out this fire, pour more gasoline on it. It's a conundrum. It's an oxymoron. Never happened. That's why the judgment is coming upon us and upon the Christian world today, because of that very thing, which has led to the lawlessness that is rampant in the world today. They don't know the true God. If they kept the true Sabbath, they would, because God says, verse 11, for in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, made it holy. He never sanctified Sunday. Now we also have a segment entitled, can a man tell God what to do? If you can tell God what to do, then you're greater than God, correct? See? Because the one who is God is the one who is given the commandments. So if you arrogantly assume that you can tell God what to do, that you are going to change any of His commandments to your liking, because it's outdated and needs to be updated, you are arrogantly going against God and are blasphemously living in sin. Now you think on that. How can God bless this nation when the majority of the nation is going against God? He won't do it. Just like Genesis 6, as we covered. He looks down here on the earth, and all men and women have corrupted the way of God and gone their own way. Now, come back here to the fifth commandment. This one certainly is outmoded today, isn't it? And what are all the problems that have come because of it? Verse 12, honor your father and mother so that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. Now, just recently, I saw a couple of info babes on the news deride Jeb Bush because he wrote a book that says, shame on single mothers. Woo, were they mad and angry. They mistook what he said. Let's think about it for a minute. Isn't it a shame that they didn't have enough forethought to commit adultery? Isn't it a shame that the father is no longer in the home because the mother decided to raise the child alone, or the father decided to run off and vacate all of his responsibility to the family, or because the state has said that you cannot receive any money if the father is living in the home? How has that worked?
Now for the top story tonight, and this is incredible. The Pennsylvania Department of Public Welfare says that a single mother with two children is better off taking a job that pays $29,000 a year than a job that pays $69,000 a year. Why? Because of entitlements.
Hasn't that brought a lot of shame on children, on parents, on the towns, on the cities, on the states, and on the country with all the crime and drugs and sex and all of that? Because of breaking this commandment? How about you? Do your children honor and obey you? Now, there are some families out there that do that. God will bless them because of it. Verse 13, you shall not murder. Do we have a lot of murder? Yes, indeed. What's the worst kind? Abortion. We have a lot of that. How do you think God looks at that? Destroying the very creation of God. Children made in the image of God through the procreation by a man and woman. It should be father and mother. You shall not murder. Yes, there are political slogans, black lives have meaning. If it does, which it should have, why don't the black leaders then denounce the crime of blacks on blacks and Hispanic on Hispanic and white on white? Doesn't matter what your race is. Doesn't matter what your skin color is. Murder is sinning against God, and we have it on a massive scale. That's why the world is upside down. Why do you think the policemen have to become near militaristic today? Because the lawlessness against them is becoming worse and worse. See? Because it gets down to the individual. We'll talk about that in a bit. But I want you to understand why the world is upside down. You shall not commit adultery. How has that worked when we permitted adultery and fornication, premarital sex, and teaching homosexuality from kindergarten up? How has that worked out? How have the children been? How has our society benefited? This is why the world is upside down. Let's go on. You shall not steal. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Think of all the thievery and con artists, and of course, the worst con artists are the bankers, making money out of thin air. If we did it, we'd be arrested and prosecuted. Shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Lie, 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 lie. People live lies. And there's even a movie by Arnold Schwarzenegger, True Lies. You talk about a conundrum and an oxymoron, or like I like to call it, a morioxon. True Lies? How can there be truth in lies? Right? The 10th commandment, which then circles back to the first one. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is in your neighbor's. And that goes right along with stealing, doesn't it? Because they covet, because they want. And that's why people get into debt, because they have to have this or have to have that. And that's why there are murders, and that's why there are stealing and thieving and connivings, because of lust. Yes, indeed. And some say, well, modern capitalism, you know, we have to do away with this commandment because modern capitalism is built on lust.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good. And greed, you mark my words, will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA.
All right. Now, let's combine all of this together with how people think. Let's come to the book of Proverbs. Now, even those who are hardened criminals, even though they may admit that they are wrong, yet they believe they're right. Human nature is quite a thing. God has given individual free moral agency. We are to think and we are to choose. And today, everybody has opinions about everything. Well, the truth of the matter is this. Opinions that are not based on the Word of God are worthless. Doesn't matter what you believe or what you think, though you may hold it as sacred. If it doesn't agree with the Word of God, it is wrong. But nevertheless, Proverbs 16 and verse 2, all the ways of a man are clean in his eyes. Now, man, that is in general, that also includes women. And remember, the last three letters in the word woman is man. Let's analyze this a bit. All, that means each and every way of a man is clean in his own eyes. He has done it for a good reason in his own heart and mind. Even if he understands it's not right. Verse 5, everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to God. Now think about that. Do we have a lot of pride because of sin? Yes, indeed, because people want their own way. Now listen to what God says is going to happen, and it will happen. See, this is why in every one of these activities, every one of these things that we have covered, we need to cease sinning. That is, doing and participating in those things. Now notice, though joined hand in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Now let's come over here to Proverbs 14. Now Proverbs is very good for you to teach your children so they can learn right and wrong, good from evil. We have a whole series on Proverbs for your children. If you want it, just write in, email us, or call us. Now verse 5. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will speak lies. Isn't that a big problem in our courts today, affecting prosecutors, the defenders, the judges, and the jury, and the witnesses? Yes. Let's come down here to verse 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. That's the way people live, in deceit, in lies. So think about how many lies. Now, we'll talk about this a little more here. But think about how many lies you believe and how many lies you tell. Verse 9. Fools laugh at sin. Now let's stop here and think about this. How does Satan introduce sin to children and carried on to adults. Comedy. You make fun of the truth. Make fun of adultery. Have humor with perverseness of homosexuality. Have laughter when something is stolen. And in the cartoon, when they beat up and hit each other, they laugh at sin.
I was stupid to think I could beat up Liam Neeson. You guys must think I'm pathetic.
Are you kidding? You took on the star of Kinsey.
Yeah, and more importantly, you followed through on your drunken ravings.
Wow, I guess you're right. Thanks, guys.
You need to write in for our book, Lord, What Should I Do? There is hope for everyone because you can change. God will help you. God will be with you. God can forgive you. And we will cover that in some of the coming series here on how to return to God in an upside down world. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter saying, until next time, so long, everyone.